We're in a season of great outpouring of the Spirit. The day spring from on high is visiting us through the tender mercies of our God. Draw near with an open heart to receive the blessings of our God through His servant, Pastor Dimeji Elubadebo. Be revived.
Pray for yourself that your heart will be open for changes in the areas that you are believing God for. And if the Lord confronted anything in your heart, can you ask God to grant you grace to make adjustment? As the purpose of this teaching is to make adjustment in our hearts. The Lord grant me a heart that is open to the whole concept and process of discipleship. Lord, I buy into it. I receive grace. I submit to the spirit of being trained, of being discipled. I open up myself to the tutelage of your spirit through the grace of Jesus that you have put over us in the assembly. I ask for mercy in this regard. I pray for a heart that is open to receive corrections, to receive direction, to receive grace. Lord, help my heart to receive grace. I believe you, Lord God, that you are able to help my heart to make changes when necessary. Can you pray for yourself? Pray for your heart in particular, that the Lord will make your heart a faithful heart. It's more of a hard thing that, Lord, my heart will be faithful. I will not be found unfaithful. That as a disciple of Jesus, a disciple of my local church, Lord, I'll be faithful. In the things that you have entrusted in me, I'll be faithful. In the things that you expect of me, I'll be faithful. I'll receive grace to yield to you in total obedience. I ask for mercy. I ask for grace. Pray. Lord, I ask for mercy. Thank you, our Father, in Jesus' name. And the people of God says amen. Thank you, Pastor Onesimus. Can we appreciate him? We can have our seats. That's very, very profound. This is a very profound message. Pastor, thank you. A very wise person. Because you touched a very difficult aspect. You are able to address it. Some of these topics are not really straightforward like that. You need some level of skill. So I believe that the Lord had worked some things in you for being able to get that area very well. The first thing I want to say from what he said is, all of us, we need to go and pray and trust God that God will give us a frame of a servant. You have to go and pray. I'm telling you, go home after today, this week, pray that the Lord will make you have a frame. Jesus Christ had it. It's in Philippians chapter 2. It's called the form of a servant. What you said, it happens to me. There are some people I don't send on errand. When I think of my mind, I just sit there and say, no, they can't do it. Not because, you said something. Not because of the fact that they cannot do it, but I look at, they don't have the frame. If you say you should send some people on some things, it will be as if you're insulting them. So you would rather not do it. You must have some frame, and it's good. I normally use Pastor Friday as an example. There's nothing I cannot send him. That's just the truth. I used to send him to fix my wash. And I noticed that even when I know that he's a pastor, it's not like I'm disrespecting him. I just know that there's nothing wrong with it, and I'm okay. I just think, I'll not even think, Pastor Friday, please, this is my watch. You understand? Yes. Even he does my children's watch. And he lived with me. And no, it's not just because he lived with me. The only way that lived with me that I said, I don't send anybody to fix my wash. I just want to use that on an example. I'll not even think. I said, Pastor, I still gave him one last week, my brown watch. I said, Pastor, this watch is not working again. I just gave it to him. And he delivered it. He did it and did it. He didn't even ask me for money. It was later I just discovered that I'm a powerful pastor, Lobo. So I now found out that there are certain things you should not outgrow. I'm telling you, it's just for your own safety. Eh? I just looked at it that, and I know, Pastor, I respect you, sir. It's not like I'm insulting you by saying you should fix my watch. But I don't know why I do it. I just think of it. When I think of watch, and nobody has been able to take that thing away from you. I say, okay, let me not even give Pastor Friday again. Let me look for another person. I've not been able to look for another person to do it. I won't lie to you. You know, I now discovered that even responsibility is spirit. So that's why some people get angry. They get angry because they feel that you are not trusting them enough. Sir, you cannot force me to trust you. You cannot do that. That's one thing you can never do. And that will be, you will be wrong by that. You say, I've been around, I should be able to do this thing. You have already classified yourself as being faithful. And I found out that how you take things from your leaders is by faithfulness. It's a spirit thing. If you try to do otherwise, you'll find out that the person does not have the frame to do it. So everybody should go and pray. You know, it's a prayer that God make me a servant. Give me the form of a servant. Yeah? Because that's how the Lord will relate with us. I'm just even thinking, how would the Lord think about me? The Lord wants to do something in the earth and he said, I can't send him. That's very fearful. That's why I said, Pastor Onesimus, it's a very core thing in the heart of God concerning discipleship. It applies to everybody at every stage. Eh? That God thinks of something. And I'm always afraid of that thing myself. That there's something the Lord wants to do concerning this work. And then he finds me unfit for it. So that thing that God saw in David was what everybody must have. What disqualified Saul was what was that frame. He didn't have that frame. You see, Saul will do some. And all of us, most of us, that's how we are. We will do some. They will now do it the way we want to do it. And you know that when they were even correcting him, he was defending it. I mean, I don't understand. Is that what you were told to do? You know what he said? He said, I have done what you said I should do. Uh-uh. It's as if Samuel entered one chance. No. He said, you know, that is that in his sight of Paul, why should you kill Agag? It's not bad. In fact, I'm sure Paul will be thinking, well, we should be merciful. No, you don't understand. Oh, you didn't get what I'm saying. He has reasons. He just felt that maybe, number one, he didn't trust Samuel enough. I'm sure in his mind, he feel that maybe God is not like that. It is Samuel that is over-amplifying this thing. Maybe God did not say, I should kill Agag. Is he even right to kill people? I'm trying, you know, how at times we do things. It's not that bad. At least we have done some. Let's keep him. And so it means that Saul did not have the frame of a servant to do what God wants exactly. That is very fearful. That is very, very fearful. And then Samuel had to come and do the thing himself. So you are not a servant if you cannot do it as you were told. And many of us are like that. So that's why I said we should go and pray. So I said it was a very touching message. It even touched me so much. I know even me, there are things that the Lord had told me. I didn't do it like it. I was considering many things. And I remember most of the time the Lord had rebuked me. I would cry and ask God for mercy. I didn't know that. There was a time the Lord rebuked me because I had to sing with the choir. I told them, this is how the Lord wants us to sing our songs. And later I felt that, okay, maybe I'm too hard. Let me not be too insistent. Maybe. The Lord came back and corrected me. I was afraid. I taught it in love song. And that's why patterns for churches are different. The Lord corrected me. I said, so how did the Lord come and correct me concerning the way we sing songs? I was afraid. So it means the Lord is watching everything. Even me, I was afraid. Because I just said, well, it's a minor issue. And then as I said, oh, so the Lord is even checking our order. He's checking how we do things. Because there is a blueprint. That blueprint is unique to the activity of the Spirit in that community. If you don't do it that way, you have dishonored the Lord. Yes. That's how you dishonor the Lord. And at times you dishonor the Lord, we don't even know we have dishonored him. Because we have a mind of how things should be done. You know? Can we say amen? Amen? And it's more difficult for you to be a servant when you have an idea of how to serve. You already know how it's done. So how will you know? Maybe you have been serving in a place. You have been protocol in a particular community. You have been serving ministers. Then I'll say, you now enter another community. In your mind, you think you should just start doing it the way. And that's why one of the things that is hard to do is to serve someone. Because you cannot serve someone on your terms. You have to get, because you may be serving me, but you are irritating me. I am telling you. That's something that some of us does not understand. You can be irritating me. You want to help me. You have an intention of helping me. In fact, you have even made sacrifices to help me. You understand? At least I've made sacrifice. You know? Abila has gone through suffering to drive me. It's not easy to drive me. And he has tried, really. Because I kept correcting him. I'm sure at the time we were wondering that. But I was the one that said, I wanted to come and serve you. I said, but you can't drive me anyhow. So I will tell him, I say, go and learn from Hay. So Hay drove me for a while. And Hay is the only person, I won't lie to you, that drives and I sleep. I can't sleep, sir. I know I have a problem. I'm not saying I don't have a problem. I cannot sleep. To drive me, it's not easy to drive me. You understand? You must, it's a spirit. Yes, even Abila is close to it. He has not gotten there. And he has been driving me since 2019. Yes, he has not gotten there. He's getting closer and closer. It takes some time. I don't know how God will put something in Hay. But it must have been a frame he had. I mean, am I lying, sweetheart? We don't both complain. If mommy is complaining, I'm also complaining. It's just that mommy talks faster than I do. If mommy complains, you know, we are breaking break, you know. And it's not easy. I'm telling you, it's not easy. So at times when I tell Ima, let me use Ima to preach. When I tell Ima, don't run, he will not be too slow. And I say, oh, they're in now. So you see, enough for that thing is a spirit. It's not easy to get service. Because some people, when you say slow, when you say don't run again, they'll not be too slow. When you not say, oh, they can be angry. So to get out to say, it takes a little, you have to study spirits. You have to look at the spirit on your leaders. Study it for a while. Some of us don't have it. And that is why, honestly, Onesimus, you blessed us today. Because that's why some of us don't carry authority. We have knowledge, but we don't have authority. We don't have authority yet. And that is my heart for everyone. Because I want people. It's one of the things, you know, I put in one of the slides when I was teaching in Love Seal. I said, for you to carry kingdom authority, you must be a disciple. Holy, you can't, that is one thing. Authority does not rest. Authority is spirit. When you're going to have influence in the realm of the spirit, you will need to wait. You see, that process of waiting is dying. You don't understand? Maybe you are designed, God commanded you to serve Pastor Friday, you will now study him. That's understudy is what many of us don't have patience for. So am I supposed to study him? I'm studying God. You are not wise. You just understudy the person. Try to understand. And then you pray that God help me to serve well. Pastor Nesimo said something, and I love that thing. He said, you must even be open for accountability. You will go back and say, am I doing this thing well? That's something some of us will never do it, sir. Because, in fact, you have already received your reward, sir. So, Pastor Friday, am I doing it well? That's number one. Secondly, part of the attitude of a discipleship is being open for correction. You know, I've kept saying this. Some of us, we only like the word that blesses us. Oh, daddy, you have blessed me so much. But you don't like the process that blesses. Or you don't like decisions being made. It's the same word I said last week that bless you, that also corrects. And makes decisions for you. So your decision, the decision we make for you may be different from another. If I tell you to wait and I allow another, you say, why am I allowing another? It's not your business. It's for you. You are not that other person. And a lot of people have allowed leaders to be hasty concerning them. One of the things, and that's why we even need grace as leaders to make the right decision. I've been praying for myself in that area. That is what I hold the Lord. that we will not be weak and what we'll make the right decisions for, because it's not easy. At times, in making some decisions, some people start throwing tantrums up and down. You know, they're spiritual tantrums. Throwing tantrums up and down, up and down. Because they make decision for you. You don't know that that decision they're making for you is to protect you. And as leaders, we are accountable to Jesus. It's not you they will flog concerning your mistakes. They are not going to flog. You will suffer, but your leaders that were there and they saw that you could make that, and they were not firm enough to take their stand, they will be accountable under Jesus. So I remember growing up then, I've told you the story. Me and my brother, we went to Lessing in our former house before we moved to our house. It wasn't too far. It was trekkable. And then after Lessing, we went to play ball. And then we put our bags and all that. And they stole my textbook. I remember when I saw my brother started rebuking me and correcting me. I started crying because I know I will suffer. So when we got home, and daddy discovered that my textbook was stolen, of course, the first person he beat was not me. He beat my brother. He said, be your brother's keeper. I won't forget that lesson. I was 6 years old. My brother was 8. I was 9. Because he's 3 years older than me. So my daddy flogged my brother 6 strokes of the cane. He said, what were you doing when you were brother? We were all playing, but why? I won't forget. You know, the one they used to make this cane chair. Pankere. Yes, he flogged my brother 6. Why? Why? Be your brother's keeper. Be your brother's keeper. After that, of course, he gave me 12. I said, I could not sit down for a while. Daddy's cane was really bad. That's why I got it for. I remember when I beat my son, sometimes I beat my son, blood will come out. It's not because I'm wicked. That's how they flogged us. You understand what I'm talking about? I've stopped beating him. He has grown up. The last time I beat him, I blowed him. Yes, yeah, so I'm saying it publicly. There's some of you that you always that I gave him a fasse. Correct beating. You must beat your children. No? I'm telling you, it's abuse. I'm not 21st century Gen Z. Beat them. There's a stage you cannot beat them anymore. They have outgrown those stages, so I don't beat them anymore. Anu doesn't like cane. So the way she even do, she'll be begging you. But I beat my son. And I don't beat him. He has outgrown beating. But when I needed to beat him, I beat him. For some of you that used to spare your children are still small. Better beat them well. This is when you can beat them. Under 10 is when you can beat them. From age 2, you can start beating them. But once they start passing 10, it's more difficult. But you can still beat them. I still beat my children after 10. All right, I think I stopped around 13, thereabouts, for Olubi. Because boys can be a little bit tough. Boys can. It's ladies are hardly tough. When you talk to them, from my own experience, boys can be tough. So when you have sons, beat them well right now. Before they are 10. Make sure that you beat all the good beats. Don't spare them, because a time will come where you cannot beat them anymore. When you can still beat them, you can beat them. But a time will come when you can't beat them anymore. So you better beat them. This is the best time to beat. And my children will tell you, I had 2 cane for them. And I call it a name. And they know the name. I named one Dr. Pepe. I named the other one Dr. Dugood. So there's a time they did. I don't know what they did. I saw those things disappear. There's a place I used to put it. I check it. I didn't see it again. I said, hey, your boy, Etilo Sheku. Hello, hi, it's Gilly. Beat your children. I just felt I needed to say, some of us, we are also Gen Z parents. They're very sentimental. Beat them when you need to beat them. All right? Because they are still young. So I learned a lesson, like I said. My daddy installed something inside me. So at times when leaders have to take decisions concerning you, particularly very painful ones, they have more stake in the matter than you. Yes. That is what many of us don't understand. They have more stake, particularly if truly they are called to pastor you. For me, one thing I don't do, I don't get involved in people that are not called to pastor. I know that very well. I'm not a pastor in any other church. I'm a pastor in Citygate Church. Normally, I don't like carrying pastoral burden. That is beyond my boundary of authority. I don't do it. You know, some people, they like counseling anybody. Counseling that will not produce anything. Yeah? But for those that God has put under your care, the sheep that he has put under your care, you will be accountable for even their mistakes. Can you imagine? Now, the only reason why their blood will not be on your hands is if you told them the truth and you stood by the truth. But their blood will be on your hands if you did not, you were afraid that you could hurt them. So I'd rather hurt you than hurt the Lord. Because when I hurt you, I know you'll be healed in the process. I think it's your brother that said it. Discipline does not kill a child. And there's a way to say it in your body. It only makes a child a better child. Can we all say amen? Amen. So I hope you are learning from that. Very important. So all of us, we should be open for reproof and correction. It's a spirit. It has become anti this age. That's why we have a lot of weak churches. So you just have celebrity. More of what we are doing, celebrity pastor. Look, I love my pastor. Apostle this, apostle that. Nobody, they correct anybody, sir. There's no discipleship. That's the point. There's no discipleship. There's no accountability. There's no even fear. That when you think about somebody that, I'm not just even talking about your pastors, even those that are set over you. Because discipleship cannot be sustained only by pastors. It must be a culture in the house. So, Paul says, the things that you have heard of me, hand over to what? Faithful men. Who shall what? So, it's not only me that will disciple you. It's those that have discipled, and they will also disciple people. It's a legacy that must be transferred from generation to generation. So, there are things of God that you may not be able to learn directly from your leaders because it's not designed that way. You will learn it from those that learned it from them. And you have to also honor those people and receive it. So when you are learning, because now, let me say this, and this is the balance, because there are no perfect men yet. We are all in a journey of perfection. So you must learn to learn. You must be keen to focus on what to learn.
Yes.
Because I heard you teaching. I went to the restroom briefly, but I heard you teaching about the issue of following. God knows that we are not perfect, but he says we should still follow. So what you should follow? The things of God in men. So you follow your leaders as they follow the Lord. You follow your associate pastors as they follow their senior pastor, as your senior pastor follows the Lord. You follow your SLTs as they follow their associate pastors, as the associate pastors follow their senior leaders, as the senior leaders follow the Lord. So what do you follow? The things of God that he has wrought in them. They are not saying you should follow their infirmities. And their infirmities should not be open for your discourse. One thing I know on the side, God does not mean to say, if God sets anybody above you, they are better than you. Just believe it. Accept it that way. They are better than you. There's no mistake. So that is a balance already for you. Knowing fully that I'm following Pastor Friday and I'm now focusing on Pastor Friday's infirmity instead of the things that God has worked in him. And I want to make his infirmity my discourse. I should also be conscious that I also have my own. Because of that, I should be wise. And that's why you don't place judgment. And let me use this in my relationship with God's servant, our daddy. I have grown to honor him more. I've known him in 18 years. I've grown to honor him more. That there are some of his conversations I'm just understanding. It took me years to understand it. Knowing fully that even when it comes to the fact that I'm not even at close proximity like that, but I've set my heart aright that whatever God has put in this man, I want to receive all the things he has put for me. Because there are things that God has put in Reverend Kayode Egoke for me. So that is what I want. And that has been my heart. So there was an issue that happened in his ministry. I won't go into details. Many years ago. And it was a very painful time in their ministry. A very shame. Of course, it was painful. Your father's pain is your pain. So I was wondering, how can people be doing this? And all that. So I said, if I were me, this is what I would have done. Like, and that looks like a logical thing to do. Because he stood his ground and he did not shift his ground. I felt that him taking his ground did not protect him or the work. That he would have just let those people carry their wala and go. You know, that's a very logical thing. So that's what I said. I didn't say it to him. I just said it in my heart. That if it were me. Because I remember that time. They came to our house. That was during Gbenga Shoduken's wedding. So daddy and mommy came to our house there. And daddy was opening up to me on the matter. I just said, this one. I can't go through this route. Though. I just made up my mind. You know what God did? God waited. I even thought it was. Because that's almost 4. Plus 4. Plus 5. What's COVID year? All right. So God waited 4 years after. To now explain to me the conclusion of my decision. And that's why it's not good to judge something before it's time. You will be thinking that you, and I was so sure that's the right thing to do. That just do this, do that. So I decided I know that God waited for me for almost 5 years. He didn't tell me nothing about that issue. It means that God saw my heart. So even when you make a decision concerning some of the things, concerning the conversation of your leaders, you think God did not see your heart. God saw your heart. But God knows that I did it in folly. So God was ready to reply me. But he waited for 4 years. So I now discover it's not everything. I learned lessons. It's not everything you reply people on. My daughter used to ask a lot of questions. So at times when she talks, I'll do as if I did not hear. Because there's nothing I can say. She can't understand it. I just do as if I did not hear. And some of you are like that. You begin to ask questions. Some of you, when I see you and I know it's question you are coming for, I don't run away. There's no how I can explain it to you. You can never understand. You just have to trust and follow. So the Lord waited. So I just finished ministering COVID here, ministering in the city room. And then I went up to sleep. As I woke up, and the Lord normally speaks to me first thing when I wake up. The Lord spoke to me. He said, my servant was faithful. He was not a coward. The Lord was screaming it in my ears. I said, Abba, 4 years, almost 5 years. And he said that the Lord started speaking to me about fatherhood. That was a year God started teaching me about fatherhood. So I know I looked back, I said, wow, so I was very foolish. He said, my servant was not a coward that he took his. And that thing caused wala. So I learned a lesson that even when everything is shaking, everywhere is scattering, you need to be faithful to the Lord concerning what he wants you to do. The Lord will grant you understanding. Amen. Another thing I want to say, because I wrote some of them down while Pastor was ministering. Pastor, you touch very, very sensitive issues. But I know we learned a lot. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I can't hear you say amen.
Amen.
So another thing is that if we are called to make disciples of all nations, it means that we were once disciples of the nations we came from. And like we're still saying that this morning. The thing about it is that all of us have natures that, in fact, we have what I call natures of our countries or our tribes and tongue. I was trying to explain to mommy. So all every tribe and tongue have their own sins. Oh, you didn't hear what I said? Yes, that's why redemption, according to Revelation chapter 5, redemption is not just personal. It is tribal. They will redeem you from your tribe, your country, your tongue. So there is redemption from Yoruba sins. Yoruba people, we have our sins. One very easy sin of Yoruba people is betrayal. We are very good at it. We know how to betray. We know how to gossip. You know, the concept of how would I call this thing? Gossip, killing people behind their back. It's common with Yoruba history. Go and study Yoruba cultural history. You will see it. It's too much. Oh, betrayal is too much. All those Afonja, Bashorun. If you check Yoruba, everything. One consistent thing about Yoruba history is betrayal. Betrayal of trust. Betrayal of this. You know, I don't know the one we watched last. The one from Abeokuta. The one we watched at home. Leshabi. At least, according to that film, you know, they said there's an argument, some people talking back and forth. But the end of that movie was the guy was betrayed. The guy just went to kill himself or something like that. He was betrayed by the same people he helped. So that thing is common. So for every tribe, they are like that. There are things that they call tribal sins. And if you are from a tribe, you will have that thing in you. The same people from Oyoma and Yomole. Even in Yoruba, there's Oyo. If it's from Ijesha, Ijesha people are, they can fight. My wife says it. You say Ijesha blood. They're ready to fight. They say from people from Mondo, they are hard. Now it's good to, you must understand all these things. They are hard. If you are from Ekiti, you are proud. All these things are there. So, at times, you may not even live in those places. You will have the nature. You may not live. Now, if you lived in those places, you can have it more. But if you didn't even live there, you still have it. Because it's genetically wired. It's in your blood. So, that's why, you know, and I understand why our parents would say, don't marry from this place. Don't marry from that place. They were talking from experience. I'm not saying they are right. I don't have you. Did you ever have? Okay, maybe it's not common with you people. They'll tell you, don't marry from this tribal. Don't marry from Ijebu. And it's because when you check Ijebu spirits, they like party. I don't lie to you. My mom is from Ijebu. God had. They like party. In every weekend in Ijebu, there is a party. And there are plenty of Ijebu, Ijebu Mushi, Ijebu Kala, Ijebu this, Ijebu that. So, in all the Ijebus, there's a party going on. We love party, man. So, when you look at all those things, they are tribal sins. It took me time to understand them. And they are real. So, you now see how. So, redemption is not just personal. Redemption is tribal. They'll redeem you from your tribe. If you are from Igbo, you have your own. You have a natural tendency to be a boss. It's there. Now, that thing works for them. Like, when Igbo people get to a place, because of that thing, they succeed. And that was the thing that the Fulanis did not like. They did not like. But it was there. They had the ability to succeed anywhere. Put an Igbo man anywhere, he will succeed. Because he has the ability to persevere. To learn something and be the best at it. But that same strength can now turn out to be a weakness. So you now see when Sayaduna was talking about that, when you put an Igbo man somewhere, he was talking truth. So that's why up till now, they are still trying to subject them. These people, don't give them chance. Don't give them power. Don't give them power. But I say in the church, we'll have redeemed people. Amen. They will not be able to trace you to your tribe. Amen. Yoruba people, they are full of betrayers. The same people that will put you in power, when you get there, you betray them. That's the style. I said that all those things are things that we have to be redeemed from. It's not just about talking revelation from the mouth. We have to be redeemed from all those traits. All those traits that Satan has plugged in. Satan did a very wicked job, sir. The Jew is tough. Israelites, they are tough. They are very proud. It's part of their heritage. They are very proud. In fact, did you see that? They are more proud than Arabs. In fact, they are stronger than Arabs. And then you always look at Arabs. Sir, that thing in Arabs is times 10 in a Jew. I'm telling you. A Jew, to convince them, they are so proud. And that's why the Romans, had issues even with them. Rob conquered the whole world, but they went through... When you watch that chosen, you see that at a particular time, Rome did not even have a problem with Jesus. Because they felt that this man, his teaching is not against Rome. It was his people. His people that had a problem with, they are proud. Proud. Up till now, they still have it. And not even allowed. So you see that, I'm sorry to say this, that process of their scattering and they're gathering it back in 1948. It was to humble them. It was to break them. God is not evil. God looked at what he could do through them in the field. They needed to be humbled somewhere. Even that small piece of land is part of their... So God is going to redeem us from our tribes. That your amen is not strong. And there's something that is... Is God a God trait that even put in natural tribes? That is also good. Like Hausa people are very simple. They're very natural people. And they are very sincere. They can be innocent. They don't know so much. Their heart never open too much. You know the way they are? Very simple. They can sit down. They eat together. That thing is in their culture. That's why there are certain things that God can only culture in the north. In the northern church. God could look at, and when I study our some of our, even in these waters, when I study some of our northern, look at Reverend Benjin. He's like a baby. That Reverend Benjin is like a baby. He's too meek. He's too meek. I said, what kind of spirit is this man? Meekness. You will even be afraid of him. What kind of meekness is this? Some of those things, they can't walk it in some of this. It takes power to walk it in Lagos. you need power. But there are some things that God just worked out easy in the north. I remember when we went to Jos, me and mommy, I went to Minister. If you see the way they received us, I'm talking about ministers of the gospel that came to the program. We saw one woman, forgotten one key person in Jos, that if they embraced us immediately. Their spirit is too sweet. Too sweet. Not an spirit. Too sweet. Very sincere people. No guy. But you see ministers from Lagos, the way they package themselves. Even the way they walk. The Lord is helping us. Amen. One more thing before we close. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, the last thing I want to say is managing information. And the Lord is going to help us in this area. You need a lot of wisdom and discretion in managing information in your community so that you don't get involved in gossip. You see, one thing we must learn to do is to learn to mind our business. There's a place of minding our business. You know, I used to say that your business is my... No, that is not... Answer for everything. Number one, you are not supposed to know everything. Because it's family. There are many things that my children don't know up till now. They cannot know. Because they are not meant to know. You protect their hearts. There are certain information they cannot know. And that is the same way a community is run. Stop is dropping in something that is not your... You know, you can have antenna. A little wire. You are the one studying everything in church. Even me, there are certain things that, you know, it's good for your heart to be well trained. That I just, the heart is so simple that there are certain things that, because you have trained yourself in a certain way. So there are certain things that you don't even pick. But for some people, I don't know how they have that. I don't know if it's a grace or it's a disgrace. I don't know what's that. But they just know what is happening. It is you that know this. It is you that know that. You know, please don't be an amoeba of the community. Don't be eavesdropping in conversations that is not your business. If you hear what you are not supposed to hear, let it die with you. That's what happens. You hear what you're by mistake. Maybe they were saying something and you passed and you heard. As you heard it, let it die there. Eh? Growing up as a Christian, I don't like to. I'm going to continue. You will hear things and you just let it die. You delete it immediately. Are there not things that enter your file and you delete? Do you make noise about it? All those kind of traits, they are traits of discretion. You heard, practical things have happened in church. Maybe you heard something about somebody and then you now went to tell that person. Now, what was the, maybe Pastor Friday and Pastor CG were discussing concerning something and then you now heard, in fact, at times you didn't even hear what they said. You just heard their name. Maybe you heard Tinu say, Kai, what's in plus for Tinu? They say, Tinu, my boy, Pastor Friday, Pastor, you saw Tinu. Then you now had your own. Because you did not hear the whole conversation, but as you heard Tinu, your mind was already processing what it would be. So, and you did not tell that person that, Emimofi, Tinu, they come, my boy. But, Boadi, what for big wisdom? So, Boadi, code, they got also. I was interpreting what they said. Then you will now put some, you will now say something to Tinu that will now disturb her. Pastor CG hates me. Pastor Friday hates me. They are talking about me. Sir, you are wicked. That is what you are. You are a wicked person. And you must accept it that way. Because that is how you are already sowing discord. So all the things you have to refrain from. Even if you heard the information fully, who gave you the authority to be disbursing information? Are you a bosser? So what I'm saying is that we need to be, part of training and culture is to be discreet. You are discreet. It's training. It's part of, yes, you have to, all of us must learn it. We must learn to be discreet. Because there are also sins in those areas. Amen. This is, we are talking family meeting. This is a family meeting. Be discreet. All right? Help your leaders. Even at times, when you come and report something to us at times, you had your own. So, me, I've learned that. I'm also learning. Sometimes, when I hear something, your lo she buy. But by the time you now want to hear it, another say, what go bad to ye. It's not easy to lead people. Yeah. By virtue, I've learned that over time. I don't make, and that all of us must learn it. All right? I don't make conclusion until I have the whole piece. Because in trying to do so, you make a conclusion. So it's possible that if I'm coming to report something to mommy concerning somebody that I have bias concerning, I will say it in such a way that the person will be robed. It's part of all those issues we have in our heart. It takes water to cleanse all the heart. Of all those kind of, those are yama-yama, sir. Yama-yama of the heart. Eh? So, one of the things I've had to learn is, at times I use wisdom of Solomon. Some of you don't know. To be able to know what is really happening. Because our case can only, oh yes, sir. Oh, takoko. You cannot judge them directly. Solomon used that wisdom and he just used something and he knew the truth. Because if you call this person, the person will say, it's not true. You call this person, this one will say, it's not true. So how do you judge? You need wisdom to judge. So what I've discovered is, we must be careful and discreet about how we talk. And as leaders, one of the things I want us to say, those that are leaders, help your people, train them in that area. When you see somebody talking too much, correct the person. Rebuke the person. If the person is not changing, rebuke them openly. So that they don't spread the spirit to others. Rebuke them openly. Some people like talking. Sir, go and pray. Since you like talking. Sir, pray. What did I say you should do? No, you are not answering me. Oh. Sir, ento man gbadura olima soro. On gbadura, sir. Pray about everything that you see. When you hear things that are wrong in church, pray about them. Don't talk about them. Pray. By the time you pray, sir, you will not have energy to talk. Well, you have prayed very well, sir. You can't talk anymore. You'll have dispersed energy in the spirit. But meanwhile, you'll have used that strength for something positive. The Lord has helped us today. Can we begin to thank the Lord? Let's just thank Him.
We hope you have been blessed through these words of life. You can get more messages on our website, www.thecitygatechurch.org. Stay blessed.